Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 157. Staggered crew today. This will be hopefully one of the last times we have to do like a mixed sort of thing, because Tommy's on the way flying to Chicago right now for one of the last episodes of Advisors. Anus Poise had to dip late. We are joined by, for this, I think, a very appropriate episode, the Chicago crew of Dave, Chief, and Eddie, and also Clemmer here as well. And we are doing what is the best sports jersey. I think a very good crew for this. Good age range, I think, between the all of us to try and get like the best of all the jerseys without going too far back. We're not doing like, you know, 1939, you know, Boston Braves or whatever, right?
Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers had a satin uniform in the late 40s.
Satin?
Satin.
I've never seen this.
Clemmer, I'm so ready for Clemmer on this one. Like
that's a weird one for sure. But no, I don't think I went beyond the 80s, even for mine.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer's taking the White Sox wearing shorts.
How have I never seen this satin jersey, Clemmer?
I never
satin
heard of that
jersey,
before.
Right?
I just Googled it. This is the first time I've ever seen this in my life.
I think they sell like Mitchell and Ness does like the, you know, uses the same materials.
Yeah.
I think they sell a Brooklyn Dodgers satin jersey. I think I saw it at the MLB shop.
Do you like sweat
Yankees
like crazy?
Were
I mean, the pants were satin too.
You have to sweat like crazy in satin, no?
I don't know.
You need a breathable fabric.
But yeah. It looks shiny and cool.
Would like a suede jersey work?
Be heavy, right?
Yeah, that'd be
heavy,
really heavy.
Sweat a lot.
I think so.
You'd think that maybe baseball even now would be like, we're going to use the same material as football.
They basically do.
No, those are like thicker, aren't they?
It depends on the team too.
But baseball
they're way lighter and more breathable than they used to be.
Yeah.
I think the idea or the general consensus is that the MLB jerseys were just way too thin. Was that like the big thing?
They're setting up
last year,
that
the pants
for next year.
Yeah,
they switched from who is their old uniform supplier? They switched from them to Nike last year, and then the Nike uniforms you could see through all the pants, and people were making Photoshop fun with it and all that.
Yeah, that was not too smart. And to bracket fans, sorry we missed a week episode last week. I've been going through like just a bad medical week. Just had the fever of like 101 for like 4 days straight. I thought. And this is based on my limited knowledge from what was that movie with Chris Rock where he plays like the amoeba or some shit? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Oh my
God. Osmosis Jones.
With Bill Murray.
I thought because of Osmosis Jones, I'm like, if I have 101 fever more than a few days, you die. I thought that was like the whole thing in it was like Cyrus the virus or whatever the fuck his name was. No, that's from Con Air. I made this mistake twice. Like you just die. Didn't die. And then immediately had to get a hemorrhoid removed, which by the way, let me tell you.
Ooh.
Bad experience. Not cool. Nothing about that is fun. That is as far as like my medical experiences go, that's like a bottom two.
Bottom two? What's worse than that?
Worse than the hair?
No, it's bottom one. It was the worst thing I think I've ever.
Yes, I would imagine.
That was bottom number one.
Well, so what do they do?
I've never had
sit
one.
Sit you there and a hemorrhoid. That's the asshole thing,
either,
right?
Yeah. It's like a little thing in your asshole that like it just hurts every time you poop, and so it was hurting a lot. So he just comes. I go into the gastro.
I don't even like talking about it.
You know what?
It was awful. It was terrible.
I got a bladder that just pops him back in.
Stop.
I had my first hemorrhoid last month.
You got lucky.
And they say the older you get, the more, I guess, susceptible you are, because I guess it's like the muscles don't react the same way and shit. So like, I guess this is like part of getting older, guys. It sucks.
Yeah, nothing.
Mine went away on its own. I didn't have to have surgery, thank God. But like, now I'm scared.
I thought it was
from
like
now.
Sitting on the can too much on your phone.
That's part of it.
Yeah. That's part of it. I guess the other part is like straining. But like, you could strain the same way at 45. You're 25. 25, you're fine. But 45, because, you know, your body's getting older, you fucking gives you a hemorrhoid.
Well, let me tell you, Clemmer, when I do my business in the morning, I'm straining.
You got to dial it back. You got to find a different one. I'm telling you, you're going to end up like me in, at 45 and getting a hemorrhoid. And you're like, oh my, and it hurts. For 2 weeks, it was a problem, and it went away.
You know, yeah. Hemorrhoids cost Hawk Harrelson the MVP in 1975?
That's right. They did. They did cost him the MVP. It was a 75 or, not the, or six, was it 75 or 68?
I don't know. I forget the exact year. I said
I thought
MVP.
It was 68.
I take that back. It was the Triple Crown. He lost it by a couple RBIs because he had hemorrhoids in the last week or two of the season.
Damn.
That might have been 67. I don't know. Yes, I know, you're right, though. You're absolutely right about the hemorrhoids.
Let me tell you guys. The worst part about it was they tell me, like, hey, we're going to have to give you an enema. And I'm like, oh, gross. That's nasty.
Ugh.
So I get there, and I'll send you guys a picture. It's PG picture. Don't worry. I thought that they were going to give me the enema. And surprise. I was wrong. They handed me this, which I just sent you a picture of. And they're like, all right, head to the bathroom, and I'll show it on the screen. It's just a bottle with the long-ass fucking nozzle on it. And they're like, go have fun.
You had to stick this up your butt?
You had to stick this up your butt and, like, flush it all out. And then they go in and do their business. Nothing about it was...
So,
just saying, take care of your butts. Don't sit too long on the toilet. I sit forever on the toilet.
Don't strain.
Yeah, don't strain. Don't sit too long on the toilet.
This actually is whipping me into shape because I will sit there
with
for
how
like
you poop?
Legit in the morning. I will sit there for 20 minutes and just catch up on what I missed on that.
Yeah, but how you need that?
They don't like when you do that. Yeah. I don't think. I think it's bad.
You gotta find the balance, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm not even shitting. I'm just on the toilet.
Yeah, you're just sitting and staring.
On the phone. Yeah, just looking straight ahead and thinking about all my adversaries.
Let me tell you, get a squatty potty, just get in and out. Do everything you can to get out of there as soon as possible so you don't end up with what I just went through, which was miserable. But anyway, before we get to this episode, sorry for too much poop talk in the beginning. Did you know that you could, again, how many times have you fooled Chicago with that too?
Oh.
Do you remember Rudy fell for that like five separate occasions?
Yeah, yeah.
He thought his fake fart was
Rudy
real.
Rudy sat like right across me for a year and a half too in the New York office, and I would fool him, I don't know, every week with that?
And Rudy just falls.
Yeah, Rudy always thinks that that's a real part.
But before I get to that, did you know that you can get tickets, and I picked this one specifically, to Duke versus Notre Dame basketball right in the front row, $411, right in the front row. Chief, would you go to that?
Is that a camera, Cameron?
I would go to that. I would definitely go to that. I would absolutely go to that.
I mean, that feels like a deal you can't turn down.
I would love to go to that.
See Cooper Flagg running around?
go see Cooper
Flagg. It's an all-timer. That's a bucket list thing.
Exactly. Basketball season is here, and we can't wait to go out and get some games with the help of GameTime, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. There's no feeling like seeing your favorite player drain a three live, and GameTime can help. You know how much we love GameTime. Everyone at Barstool, you know, you check any podcast, any video, any whatever. We're always talking about GameTime. We love GameTime here. And now they have the GameTime Picks feature. It makes it easier to even see a game. They filter out all the fluff and show you only the incredible deals on great seats so that you don't have to waste any time searching through thousands of tickets for NBA or college basketball games near you. So we can go get those tickets on GameTime Picks right now. Just pull up the chosen event, turn on the GT Picks sitting at the top of the screen, or browse to the best local GameTime Picks deal near you on your GameTime app homepage. So what are you waiting for? We're going to get those Notre Dame versus Duke tickets right now. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the GameTime app today. What time is it? Game time. Shout out to Notre Dame. Hope they win.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think of their chances?
Against North Carolina or against...
Against Duke.
Against Duke, rather? Probably not good. Notre Dame's a year away from being good in basketball. They got a big recruiting class coming in next year.
They got a very nice one.
Yeah.
Next year will be the year.
Next year will be the year.
Again, we're doing a bracket. It is the best sports jerseys of all time. I'm going to try and share my screen for this, just to make this go a little bit smoother. And there you go, one of your first matchups. The classic regular Dodgers jersey. Which I think is, Clemmer, you submitted it. Mm-hmm. I think maybe
I submitted it as well.
Dave submitted it as well. I think it was on your guys because, Eddie, you sent me, like, you guys did a jersey draft, like, in, like, 2020 or something, like, a while back. I think you guys drafted in there as well. So the Dodgers jersey, it's classic. It's retro. I was trying to think of who was the best, with all these pictures anyway, I'm trying to think of, like, the best player from each jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like Koufax is...
Can't go wrong with Sandy Koufax. No, that's a solid one.
Question here. Are we talking about the crisp white ones or the gray ones?
I had the same question.
Yeah. I said the whites.
Okay.
You said the whites. So we can do the whites. I just picked this because it's the first, like, this is what I think of.
The home, home uniform, you know, you got the blue Los Angeles, and then you have the red.
Yeah.
That
it's so clean. It's so clean.
So say Dodgers home. That's their home, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's we'll a reason for the red letter or the numbers. What is it again, Clemmer?
I don't know.
It's something that goes back.
I don't know.
There's an actual reason for it. I forget what it is.
That's one of those questions where I've never even thought why the numbers are red.
Yeah.
But as soon as Dave asked it, I'm like, oh, Clemmer will know this.
I don't. I'm sorry. I hate to let you boys down. I do not. I should. That's it. It's a very good question, that? Dave.
Is Los Angeles too long of a city name to be written in cursive across the chest?
I don't think so.
I can't read cursive, so that's one of the strikes against this uniform for me, but I think it looks fine.
I think it's the classicness and the color scheme that makes it cooler than really what it is.
Yeah. Red and blue always plays to me.
At Dodger Blue especially.
Yeah, I think their uniforms are awesome.
I love them. I love them too.
I like their hat more than their uniforms.
Yeah, their hat is great. Great
that's
logo.
That's my opinion.
If great I logo. Wore other organ like other team hats, the Dodgers hat would be the one I'd
like. Yeah, I like the hat more than I like the jerseys.
Do you think the Brooklyn Dodgers one is nice too? I always liked it.
The Brooklyn Dodgers with the white B.
Yeah.
I like the LA interlocking more.
Yeah.
Personally, it's a taste thing. But yeah, that uniform, you look at the Brooklyn Dodgers, it is very similar. The jerseys are similar, obviously, yeah. Los Angeles. But maybe that's where the red numbers come from. They could have come from Brooklyn. I don't know.
I've got it here. The Los Angeles Dodgers' red numbers on their uniforms are a result of the aftermath of the Bobby Thompson game-winning home run in 1951. This home run, known as the shot heard around the world, propelled the New York Giants into the World Series, where they beat the Brooklyn Dodgers in a three-game playoff series. The Dodgers added red numbers to their uniforms for the 51 World Series, but they were rendered useless after the game because they got eliminated and weren't used again until the following spring. So that's when they started, at least.
So they did it for the 51 World Series, which they didn't make.
Which they didn't make.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How about that? So, yeah, it was from Brooklyn. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. So the Dodgers are going up against the Retro Magic jersey, just one of the classics.
And
I think Shaq's just like,
that is the guy.
I have someone else.
It's Shaq Penny. And Penny together.
Yeah, it's Penny to me.
It's them two together, but I think Shaq was obviously the better player, but like that.
And he was first, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess
think it had more Lakers,
same.
Though. Yeah.
And yeah, I know Penny played for, the Suns and some other teams, but when I think of Penny, I think of him with those Magic jerseys. And Magic jerseys.
Maybe the problem to me is like Shaq is like, yeah, he's like a Laker as well, but he's not the best Laker. You know what I mean? Like he's not the Laker, but he's to me the Magic.
He's player. The only Magic who's never retired, I believe.
Is he really?
Yeah. Huh. Wow. Shaq. And I don't know if you guys remember this or not. When Shaq got drafted by the Magic, it was such an exciting moment because like they were such a bad franchise for the first 5 years of their existence. And then if you guys recall that first year they missed the playoff by a game, and then they won the lottery the next year, and that's how they got Penny. And it was because they traded that was supposed to be Weber, and they traded him. But like that was such a crazy moment to have and Shaq really was the face of that franchise at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, they knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs.
Yeah, 95.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
There was the NBA Finals. Yeah. They lost. Nick Anderson, but
they got swept by the Rockets.
Yeah, when Jordan came back.
Yeah,
I believe 45, and that's when he was like, "Oh, I need to get back in the gym."
Right.
Because
he came in that year in February or something.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. 45 Jordan. Yeah,
and somebody on the Magic said, 45 ain't 23.
Yeah.
And then Jordan's like, fuck you. He's like, I'll kill everybody.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say it. I got this jersey in a route.
Yeah,
this one.
Let's start with you, Eddie.
Now, which is the 12 and which is the 5? Is 12 the Dodgers?
Magic is 12, Dodgers is 5.
Okay.
Listen, I like classic jerseys, but I don't have the Dodgers in the next pantheon as I do some of the other ones, which I'm sure are on here. And I think as far as a new age 90s jersey, it's hard to beat that Magic, so I'm taking the Magic.
I also think that the Magic going away and changing their uniforms a million times after these was one of the biggest mistakes their franchise ever made.
Mm-hmm. I went to a game over break in Orlando with the Knicks Magic, and it's disgusting what they did to their jerseys.
It's terrible.
Yep. It's a damn shame. I think it's directly correlates with their misfortunes, too, as a franchise.
They deserve it.
Yeah. Dave, White Sox Dave.
It's hard because the color scheme is largely the same. I think I'm gonna go with the Magic. It's so hard to me though. I don't give a fuck about
old
basketball.
The Dodgers and the Dodgers hat is better. I stand by that.
I like my pick though. I'm gonna go with the Magic, but somewhat sort of begrudgingly.
Mm-hmm. Magic's logo too. I mean, we want to talk about good ones. This is about as '90s as it gets. But their old logo is so cool.
Yeah,
something about it. Chief.
I'm going Magic. This one to me is like that whole rant there by Clemmer. I don't remember anything pre-Shaq. Like, this is like some of my earliest NBA memories.
Yeah.
Like, I remember them more than I remember the first three Bulls championships. So I love those teams.
Yeah.
I love Shaq and Penny. I love that jersey. Give me the Magic.
Yeah. Between these two, I would go with the Magic as well.
And this is just wild nostalgia from you guys. I mean, you guys, Shaq and Penny, great. But, like, the Dodgers, think about all the stuff the Dodgers have done. I love this Magic jersey. I love the number scheme, too. It's just a cool, like, it's the way the numbers look. It's just awesome. But, like, the Dodgers are, to me, an historic jersey. This Magic jersey is nice, and it's a cool one from the 90s. But, like, I think if you guys were 10 years younger, I'm going to play that card for once in this show. I think you guys would not have the feel. I think this is more of a nostalgia play for you guys because you guys were kids when this was a.
Yeah. So, I also fucking hate the Dodgers, and that's part of it, too.
I'm not really taking history into account as much. I'm going purely on aesthetics.
Yeah, that's fair. So am I, too. But I just think part of the aesthetics to me is the iconography of the Dodgers.
Sure.
To some extent, just the classicness of it. But if you said, hey, Chris, you got to pick three great 90s jerseys that are specifically 90s, like this Magic one, have you the top list. So I don't hate this jersey at all, but I'm going to go Dodgers, but I'm going to lose.
Yeah, to me, it's like it's longevity versus exclusivity in a way. You know what I mean? Like, we had it for such a short period, but that was so cool. We've had the Dodgers. That jersey's been there forever, which like is a pro.
But I think it's almost like it literally stands the test of time.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up after Ed said it's disgusting what they did. Would these jerseys be that cool if they just stuck with them through now?
No.
I think they would. I think they would.
I don't think
we'd be so used to them. I don't think we'd be like, oh shit, those were sweet, you know.
But I don't.
Because look at the Colorado Rockies, right? They haven't changed their uniform, and actually, it's fairly similar their home uniform to this, except for the Magic and the 32. But like the pinstripes,
kind of is actually.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't think of the Rockies uniform as anything that great. But if you think of that, the old Marlins, the old Diamondbacks, or any of those old uniforms, you're like, oh my god, those uniforms are amazing, almost because they don't exist anymore.
We did a draft on Monday of worst franchises, and the Rockies got the Rockies got brought up, and I think we all said like that jersey's awesome.
I like the hat more.
Yeah,
they don't have this sleeveless jerseys anymore. I'm a huge fan of those. This old school sleeveless jerseys,
the black vest, like Todd Helton would wear.
Yeah. But they are the same for the most part, aside from the sleeves.
Yeah.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Either way, the retro Magic jersey is going to move on. Now we're going to get to the 4 versus the 13 seed. Starting out with the Eagles, Kelly Green.
Oh, those are great. Who picked that?
Eagles. I'm not sure if anyone here submitted it.
That's a
great
selection.
I was definitely one where I was like, I need to include that.
I didn't even think about that one.
Eagles, Kelly Green is just an iconic one. I'm glad that they brought it back, too.
So, yes.
For the most part. Like, anytime you see them, that's just an iconic color.
Great call on this one, by the way.
Probably the best green jersey.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of like any other green jersey that really stands out.
Maybe
like
the
sometimes
Celtics.
Teams have alternates, but I think this is the green jersey to me.
I feel like the Celtics jersey is boring.
Boring?
Yeah. Like, it's great. It's iconic. But, like, it doesn't have, for me, it doesn't have the cool factor that this Eagles one does.
It's a different level for sure, I would say.
I mean, this is... So I like the Celtics. I don't know if we can talk Celtics later or not.
We'll talk Celtics a little bit later.
This, as far as being a road jersey green... This is a pretty tough one to beat.
All right.
If we're talking that green stuff.
It's going up against another classic, just Notre Dame. Notre Dame classic jerseys. Sorry to put you in a bit of a bind here if you're a fan of the Eagles, Kelly Green, Chief. But
you
just
really did.
Yeah, just the classic Notre Dame talking.
I'm assuming this is the 4 seed, right? That's actually kind of crazy that they're the 4 seed.
They're the 4 seed versus the 13 seed Eagle Kelly Green. Yeah, it was. You want to talk about ones where like I put this call out and everybody said Notre Dame. Like that is it is one of the most submitted ones. You could just say maybe it's because of the fans or whatever, but it was one of the most submitted ones. I was trying to think of the most iconic Notre Dame football player. I feel like this is okay.
Yeah,
Rudy's okay. Who would you put above?
Was it Joe Montana on the Notre Dame?
Briefly, the baseball player.
Joe Montana, the baseball player?
You mean the actor?
You got drafted by the Expos or some shit, didn't he?
I don't think so. Tom Brady did.
Joe Montana didn't get drafted?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever.
John
Elway got drafted.
Oh, John Elway got drafted. Yeah, never mind.
John Elway was a high pick by the Yankees. He was like first rounder by the Yankees.
He used the Yankees to get out of going to Baltimore.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mixed up my
Jones. So Kelly Green versus Notre Dame.
Kelly Green versus Notre Dame. Clemmer, you're up first.
Okay, so this is specifically jerseys, correct?
Specifically jerseys.
So that's important
not
here.
Not the uniform? Not the helmet?
No, I think...
No, you said uniforms, right?
It's part of it. I think,
so we are talking... So the Dodger hat would have counted then.
It would have counted towards
it's the whole uniform. Thing,
I didn't realize that.
All right.
Sorry, we should have clarified that. We're talking not like a jersey you're going to wear. You know what I mean?
Head Joe to toe.
Yeah, what the players are wearing on the field.
So the helmet counts here?
Kit or whatever you want to fucking call it. Like the full jersey experience. You know what I mean?
That's,
everything.
Well, we got to be careful because if it's a helmet, this might change things a little bit. Because
we're including the helmet.
All right, because the Notre Dame jersey stinks. The Notre stinks is maybe harsh, but it's boring as fuck. When you include the helmet, then it adds a whole spice to it. Mm-hmm. Having said all that, I think that Eagles helmet is pretty fucking cool too.
It is,
and I think that jersey is sick. I'm gonna go with the Eagles. This is one of the most underrated, I think, jerseys. And I'm so glad it was brought up because this is one maybe more from my. I don't know how much you guys remember this one, but like late '80s, early '90s. This was a pretty cool look. Yeah. So I'm going to go this one, but having the helmet gives Notre Dame a bigger edge than he would have had without it.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same sort of team with you in that. Like, the Notre Dame jersey, I'm not a big college football watcher, so like it definitely hurts my enjoyment of the Notre Dame things, or most college football uniforms, I would say, or jerseys. I think the Notre Dame one's like one of the most iconic, obviously. So, but either way, something about the Kelly Green. Something about that green. Green's my favorite color, too, which is like stacks on stacks on stacks. I got to go with Eagles Kelly Green here as well. So two for Eagles Kelly Green. Chief.
I'm going the Irish. There's just something about a Saturday in the fall where you have that gold helmet shining in the sun. It is iconic. It is unchanging. I hate when they have like that one time a year where they wear some funky Oregon type of uniform. I think these are great. It is college football. And I love those Eagles Kelly Green. Like, I remember that one time, it was like week one, and like Michael Vick played, and they wore those. I was like, oh my God, like, are they bringing these jerseys back full time? So that's got to be like 12 years ago now or 10 years ago. And I think they're a great uniform, but Notre Dame, the blue and gold, it is the best.
Mm-hmm. So one for Notre Dame. There's, which NFL, is it the Packers throwback that kind of is like the
a
new gold?
Bit.
They yeah, but really it's like way
it's like a mustard yellow. It's
yeah,
ugly.
It's gross.
The Jets first one though, the New York Titans
too, right? Yeah.
Have kind of a look similar, not nearly
it's like
as
way
nice uglier. You're way uglier. Much uglier. Notre Dame, that helmet. I don't know what it is about that golden blue. You wouldn't think those colors. Think they would clash, but they work together.
Dude, the fuck. You know what that reminded me of? Do you remember how bad those Giants throwbacks uniforms were?
Oh, horrific.
Season? Those were disgusting. So bad. I don't know who the fuck signed off on that.
All red one?
It was like red. Yeah. It was like red, blue, and white. Yeah.
And they had like tan pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They wore khakis.
Dude, it was gross. That always stands out to me as one of the bad ones. And do you remember the Jaguars mustard color rush thing?
Yeah.
That was heinous.
Where they had the helmet that like changed colors halfway through.
Yeah. It was just a heinous, heinous color rush. Dave.
I detest Notre Dame, but I'm going Notre Dame. I think like other like Notre Dame does it. Notre Dame goes to the Kelly Greens. Boston Celtics have Kelly Green. If another team tried to do what Notre Dame does, like another football team used a literal gold helmet, you'd be like, "What the fuck is this? You can't do that. That's not allowed. It's their uniform."
Shamrocks, baby.
Who?
My high school does.
I mean that. sure, go ahead. it's theirs. I hate that university that. Football program with everything in my body, but their uniforms to me are like the coolest in all sports. I think that's what I put first. No, it was one other one, but Notre Dame's, those are my favorite uniforms probably.
You're going to break the tie, Eddie.
Listen, this is going to come off as very homoerotic, and I understand that, and I'm okay with it, but there's something nice looking when those boys from Notre Dame have those tight navy uniforms on.
Jesus Christ.
Listen.
No, you're right. You are right.
I'm just thinking, Eddie or Sandusky? What's going on here?
Listen, no.
Too far.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. But like a nice Sandusky Brady Quinn, a nice Jeff Samardzija, like that's like, they look fucking good. Those jerseys look good. So that's why I don't want to hear it's just the helmet. The jerseys look good too. Those Kelly Green Eagles are nice, but a little baggy, a little too old school. Like, There's something sharp about the way fucking those boys from South Bend wear it. I know that came off.
You're right. I will say, though, I love the silver wings on the Kelly Green helmets, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to Notre Dame, needless to say.
What's like, is like the Notre Dame versus Penn State game, is that like the pedophile bowl? Like, what do they call that?
Notre Dame, we don't want to be the
Catholics.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that joke's definitely made 1,000 times. I just put that together in my head. Never mind. So Notre Dame's going to move on. Now we have the number 9 seed versus the number 8 seed. Expos, baby.
Let's go.
Expos. Clemmer, I think it was one of yours. I think it was also Dave's.
I did this one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Expos is a big one. And did I pick right?
Well, the helmets.
I went with the white ones personally, but I was more about the logo.
I would have gone Tim Raines. But that's okay. Under Austin's right there for sure. Hall of Famer. The blue. So this is a little older. This is 70s. I like the 80s one a little better.
Okay.
See how it has the Montreal, the ELB, but it's an M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it says Expos script underneath. I don't love that, the script underneath. And I think the 80s one is a little cleaner. Okay. But other than that, though, it's the same color, and I love that logo.
All right, I'll make sure to swap it in the. I typed in. Like Dawson 80s, so, or 80s. So I'm trying to make sure.
No, I don't know. Yeah. But it's the same basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically. I didn't know until today when I was looking it up actually what the logo actually meant. It's French for MLB, right? Is that what it is, Clemmer?
They're
the Montreal Baseball Club, but it's in French.
Right.
Yes.
And there's some. I read a book about it. It's written by a bad person.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I forget. But it's a very good history about the Expos. I forget the guy's name now.
Mark Schott.
But
that's who I was thinking. Who wrote a Mark Schott?
Yeah.
No. Should we see both
before we comment, or Ken Jack? I don't know. It's basically the same one.
I was thinking both
jerseys.
The home or the one I'm talking about.
You know what the one you're talking about. I'll look it up.
The matchup.
No, like 9 versus 8. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it feels like the next matchup. Okay, I thought you meant the because I was on the 70s versus 80s jersey.
No, it doesn't really matter that much.
The other matchup, just old school, Vancouver Grizzlies, another old school classic one from the 90s people love. Got to throw Big Country on there. There might have been better Grizzlies players, but for me, Big Country is like the Grizzlies.
Is that Greg Ostertag?
No, it's Brian Reeves.
I don't remember him.
Oklahoma State.
I don't remember him. Uniforms are hideous to me, so just take my vote for the Expos. Whoever submitted those should be shot. Those are awful.
These are good jerseys. That's a good jersey, man.
Those are good looking, ugly. They're ugly. They're intentionally ugly.
Way too much. Look at the pants. There's shit going on in the pants, too.
Look, I don't like the trim and all that. I love the logo. I love the color.
That's a Lollapalooza jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, big time. This is a guy that's going to start a fight jersey. You know what I mean? Like the worst human
on the
alive
boardwalk. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But either
at
way,
a
good
frat
jersey.
Party.
Yeah. So we'll start with you this time. Eddie, which jersey do you think is better? Old school?
Yeah, listen, I don't like these guys shitting on that Vancouver jersey too much. I like the attention to detail with the bear claws out of the Grizzlies. What, you didn't notice that?
I mean, attention to detail, I thought that was a funny way to put it.
Well, that matters, right?
It's little, that's important.
Little wrinkles, exactly. I'm sure the things around the neck and the arms mean something. Even though I don't know what they mean.
I can't even tell what it is.
Yeah, which I guess is maybe a
kind of looks like bear claws.
Yeah, maybe a kind of gunslinger. But regardless, it's a strong 90s jersey. Doesn't reach into that magic or...
Like the
do we tip picks on the bracket? Yeah, I don't know if we do.
But
it doesn't reach into like the magic of the Raptors since Dave said it. I've always strongly adored the different colored panels of the helmets and the hats from the Expos. And I like that the Braves did it too. So I'm going to go with the Expos.
One for the Expos, White Sox Dave.
Expos,
no doubt. You really don't like those Grizzlies.
I think that's a horrible jersey. It could be cool, too. Just that one in particular, not for me.
All right. Chief?
I'm also on the Expos. I feel like maybe I'm getting it mixed up with the like 90s Blue Jays. I don't remember the red paneling. I don't really love that as much
was in the 70s one as well, more. The 80s one got away from it. In the 90s, it was all gone. The red paneling.
Okay, because I like it and especially the Blue Jays did too, where they had like just the white part.
The white panel, yes. Yeah, that's sharp as fuck.
I love that. So I am going with the Expos. I don't think this one's particularly close for me either.
Mm-hmm. I would go between these two. I would do the Expos as well. It is more of a classic mix or classic clash of colors or whatever. I still do really like the Grizzlies ones. I don't like getting too much shit thrown at it or whatever. I think it's a good color combination, but I think Eddie's assessment is correct in that there are other 90s NBA jerseys that blow it out of the water.
Go to the Grizzlies one for a second. I want to point out how stupid this jersey is. Vancouver and then Grizzlies and the number are three different fonts stacked on top of each other. This is ugly, hideous,
good
stupid
point.
Jersey.
That is a good point.
This is a dumb jersey that we only like because you may have been a child when it came out and you have a nostalgia attached to it.
The good color scheme.
That's the only reason people would like this jersey.
Nah, but it's like an ugly dogs are cute kind of thing. And yeah. That's what this kind of has going for it.
Red and teal. It's good.
But like this is like the Monstars jersey or something.
It reminds me of
a child's movie. Yes,
yeah, it reminds me of a jersey from like a fictitious basketball team in a movie with like Jamie Foxx.
Oh, where it'd be like the Gotham Knights or whatever bullshit. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I still haven't. I like them. I'm assuming you're going.
Oh,
Expos as well.
Sorry, I know.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
So Expos is going to move on. Now we get to do our Che-in game, play-in game versus our one seed. Our one seed, you're going to see it when I click it. Our one seed, I don't often let my personal biases weigh too much into it. I'm sorry. It's the Chargers powder blue. I'm not going to let anyone tell me that it's not the best jersey in sports. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are going to be like, oh, this. I don't care. To me, the Chargers is the... I know enough people will say it that I feel comfortable enough throwing it up on the one seat. I think the Chargers powder blue with the fucking gold lightning bolt is just an all-timer. And I'll hear the arguments.
Yeah.
So I don't like the white underneath the on the shoulders. So like you have the lightning bolt there, and then you have the white underneath it. I don't like that.
You mean like the background on the bolt?
Yes.
But they would look really ugly without that.
I don't like that. I don't like. You know, we're talking about the best here. I think the Chargers have a fantastic uniform, and especially when you talk about the helmet. So I that's the thing. If we're including helmets, then the Chargers
included.
Move up a level for me. But if you're talking about like, I'm gonna nitpick here a little bit. I don't like that white background. It looks goofy.
But if it was just the bolt on the shoulder straight onto the blue powder blue, I don't think that would look as good.
All right.
Chicago guys?
Can I be honest with you about the Charger jerseys? I think, for me, it's always a case of you want what you don't have. And I feel like now that they've been back for so long and integrated and like that's just Justin Herbert's jersey now, I kind of miss the navies a little bit.
They
like,
are.
Like fans the LT miss the navies.
Yeah, like I almost think like, the Chargers should do like a powder blue year and a navy year. And just so it's like, I don't know, there's something cool that could be done with that.
I'll give you a counterpoint in that they do an all navy jersey every now and then. And they are, I believe, in the last 5 years, like 0-10 in them. Like, it is, like, not joking, not exaggerating. They have not won a single game in navy. And they made a big deal by bringing it back this year because they wore them for the Harbaugh versus the Ravens. They're like, we're bringing back the Navy, Harbaugh. We know we never won in this uniform before. We're going to win this time, and the Ravens like stomped them.
But
they ripped their fucking dick off.
They did go to the Super Bowl in the Navy against the 49ers.
And got their dick stomped.
Yeah, how did that go?
But it's probably the best year they've ever had. But
it is.
Yeah. Tell me there's something to it. Tell me there's something to it with the powder blue, the luster's a little lost. Like, remember when LT, they finally put it on him, and it was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
The luster's kind of gone.
The other thing I have about this specific Philip Rivers one, I don't think that's their best version of the powder blue.
They have like I feel like a few versions. This to me is like the one I more grew up in. I would say.
I don't need I don't like the ones with the black trim and the black face mask. But
yeah, I don't either.
I like the yellow face mask.
So that's technically navy trim, to be
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Not that it's a huge difference, but
yeah. And then I mean, I don't really agree with Eddie. I there's so many teams that wear navy. They're the only ones that wear like this color combo in the NFL that I think that that matters, and like you see it. I love being able to turn on it.
How many are navy and yellow though?
They're navy on top.
I mean, in college football, there's a gazillion.
Yeah, but not in pros.
This is a totally unique color scheme.
There's some UCLA. Throwback ones that are close. Like the throwback, we'll talk more about
the Titans
that.
Are kind of close.
Pretty close.
Titans aren't close to that. They don't have the yellow.
Throwback like Oilers.
Throwback Oilers.
That's the closest one.
They don't have the yellow.
What do we got for the chain game?
Yeah, we'll show you the chain game. First off, Alabama. That's just a classic one.
Strong.
That's the chain?
Yeah, well, there's going to be more. You got to wait.
Yeah, we have a whole other side. So Alabama's just a classic one. It was tough for me to like throw that in over some of the other college football ones. I know it's a classic, but a lot of this is more like, do you associate it with the quality of the team or the aesthetic of the uniform? You know what I mean? And that was a little tougher. I think I threw more. Yeah, just an actual Alabama on there. Their throwback Denver ones.
Oh, I forgot
ones,
about those. Six.
Yeah, those are
fucking sick.
Those are hot. Celtics home.
Oh, this is a chain?
It's a chain.
This is the most iconic uniform.
Again,
in
association.
Basketball.
Association. Keep it at mind.
Association. The National Basketball Association. Are you fucking kidding me?
The Marlins won that.
This is the best. That is, okay, I'm going to say it right now. This is the best uniform in all of sports. This is my favorite uniform. I can't believe this is a chain. This is wild. You put your fucking Chargers. It's wild. The kid that seeds it is the same one that votes on it.
Yeah.
This is fucking corrupt as fuck.
No corruption.
And this should have its own thing in a bracket. This Marlins uniform. Look at that, boys.
It's
that
great.
No,
that
you're
is the
wrong.
Greatest uniform. I have to choose this over the Celtics. That's wrong.
You're
this
wrong.
This is a fantastic.
They're pinstripes with the teal pinstripes in the teal helmet and hats were their best uniforms.
That's their home. I like the road
and
better.
And they're starting to wear them again, and they are the best uniforms in all of baseball, and there's not a close second.
Can you believe what we're doing here?
These teams, they mess up good things all the time.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Marlins have gotten so funky and weird and ugly. Like, they had one of the best. Just whatever one you like the best, like this era was way better than what they've had
everything,
in the last 10 years.
That there's a slow-mo video. It's like burned into my mind. Jazz Chisholm going yard for the Marlins. And all I can focus on, it's nothing about like the swing or anything. It's just how fucking cool the uniform looks like.
So great.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer wanted one of the 90s Mets on here.
I
wanted
the
87
Mets.
It's a very different uniform than that.
Yeah,
the New York.
I thought you said 90s Mets on your thing.
I said 87 Mets.
All right, 87 Mets.
Very different uniform than that.
Nigeria soccer is one that's brought up a lot. That's like as far as like World Cup or international uniforms go.
Yeah,
soccer. It's always considered one of the top ones. They usually have a great design, and they are sick to watch until they play a real team, and then they get just obliterated.
Correct. The only problem with the soccer jerseys is, aside from like a couple, they're always different. They're always changing, and it's always going to bother me.
Yeah, like, not that I know a thing about soccer, but I feel like they don't even really have uniforms.
No, they do.
Obviously, they do, but like you said, they change so much.
Every team has like one primary color that's their home uniform. Like Nigeria is that kind of funky green, and then they fuck around with their other ones. Mm-hmm. They have an away and then a third.
Yeah, and like with some of the club teams, it was tougher too because like. They're just plastered with ads, and like it's very difficult to nail down like a more iconic
totally.
One. Like Brazil, you could put on here for international, like the Czech, or not
Croatia.
Croatia teams usually has a sick one. A couple of the other soccer ones.
Netherlands,
Netherlands, man. In the mid 2000s, they had some sick uniforms in the full orange. Yeah, but Nigeria is one that gets brought up a lot. And like you mentioned before, retro Oilers ones get brought up a lot. They were really cool, and when every now and then when the Titans go back to it, it does look great.
It's so bullshit the Titans go back to it. They fucking move the team. Mm. You're not allowed to then steal the uniform.
I agree.
That should stay in Houston. That should be the Texans' alternate uniform.
How about when the University of Houston wore that color scheme, they got a cease and desist from the NFL about wearing like Houston Oilers colors.
That's such bullshit. Like you stole their team.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Penguins was one, as far as like hockey ones, gets brought up a lot too.
Really?
Yeah, that was weirdly brought up.
I always feel like they ripped off the Bruins. No?
It was also
you guys are hockey guys. You know better than I do.
I think Eddie drafted this.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this jersey.
Yeah, it's a good jersey.
It's a good jersey.
It's a solid jersey.
It
okay,
like a
so between
with a hockey stick.
One through the chain games or chain options one more time. Start with you, Clemmer. You like Alabama, Denver.
Sorry, just to clarify, do we pick one our favorite of these?
your favorite of these.
These all should be in the...
This is crazy.
You'll see when we get to the other side. And then maybe you'll change it.
We already saw it. You picked the Vancouver Grizzlies over the Celtics.
It was one of the most submitted options. Everyone was picking it.
No,
look, you guys might not have had it.
This is fucking wild.
If a lot of people are submitting it, I'm going to include it.
I guess. I mean, I don't know who you're asking. Blind people. I guess I'm going to go with the Marlins here.
The Marlins,
best of this like all-star list here, yes.
One for the Marlins. Between this grouping, it's actually, I think I would go with this Marlins one too. I like it a lot. In fact, I think whoever seeded it probably should have included it in the main bracket. Chief.
I'm between the Denver Broncos and the Houston Oilers. I think that's the cleanest uniform. There's something about that color helmet, that light blue in like that, you know, it's like that Colorado sky I love. Something that no other teams, I feel like, have ever done is the spacing on the stripes of the Houston Oilers helmet, which I think looks pretty sweet. Like, it's a little bit wider and fatter. Like, I think that's cool. I don't know why people don't do, like, that five-stripe kind of look. But I'm going Denver Broncos.
So
Orange
two,
crush.
Two for the Marlins, one for the Broncos. Dave.
That's not the correct Marlins jersey. Let me reiterate that. I'm going to go with the Broncos out of this one.
So two for the Broncos. Two for the Marlins. Eddie, you're going to either tiebreaker.
Yeah, so I was between three, and one was the Oilers, but I'll eliminate it for obvious reasons. The other two I was between was the Marlins and the Broncos. I had an Eddie George jersey growing up that I wore to football practice.
Okay.
Fish out of water, being a lineman. But yeah. Still, it was still nice. My name was Eddie, but even though it said George in the back. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Marlins solely because – and I like the Broncos a lot, but I think they use them just enough to make them still really cool. I think if they were full-time back, I don't know how much I'd like it.
So
that's my take. I like to get fed something just the right amount and then demand it back. That's kind of how I am.
When the Broncos, when Elway won the Super Bowl, I remember being like, I was like 11. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is the biggest uniform downgrade of all time. Like, when I was 11, like, I'm like, these new Broncos jerseys suck.
But I think if they went away for 20 years, people would want these ones back.
I don't think so.
I think everything that goes out of style goes back into style. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fashion is cyclical. Yeah, but some of them stand the test of time, like Notre Dame and USC and... Yeah. You know, like some jerseys are just, they're just always great. And I think for me, the Broncos are in that category.
And I just love that teal hat. It's so nice. And I want to give a take too. And I don't know, this is not, maybe it doesn't have anything to do with the draft actually. I don't like when sports teams take the name of the state. Well, granted,
you mean
I know,
the Texans or like the, okay.
Like, you know, the Colorado Rockies or the Florida Marlins. And I know they're the Miami Marlins now. I just don't like that. Just be the Golden State.
That one's weird, but gotcha. I think
be the fucking city where you're at.
How do you feel about the New England Patriots?
State.
Hate it. Be the Boston Patriots.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, as a kid growing up in New Hampshire, like I hate the Patriots because I lived in New York first, but like a lot of my friends liked it because it felt like that represented them more than
their regional
the Boston
team.
Red Sox. And like the Florida Marlins were the first team in Florida, only like, you know, then the Devil Rays came in, but I don't know. I guess if you live in that state, it must be nice if you're not in the city to have something to represent you, know?
But you're still going to gravitate towards that anyways. Yeah. People aren't stupid. Oh, it's got the...
No, but isn't it nice to wear a jersey that says your state as opposed to a city you might not even, like, you know, you live very far away from?
You must hate the state of Minnesota because all their teams are the Minnesota whatevers.
Yeah,
no. Minneapolis Vikings.
Minneapolis
Twins.
Vikings would be so gross.
Yeah.
But... I guess Minnesota's different because they don't really have a competing city within.
So as long as that's the only one?
Yes. Like, as long as you're the big dog, I'm fine with
Colorado,
it.
Colorado then, right?
Yeah, Colorado would fit.
You don't like the California Angels?
No.
Oh, that was so much better than what it is now. I don't even like saying it.
Who the fuck are you to say you're California? You're not California.
Yeah, there's
fucking
like four other teams.
Yeah, well, granted, they moved there. Yeah. But, yeah.
When were the Angels? The 60s, right?
No, Dodgers moved to LA in 58. The Angels became a team in 61, but at that point, they were the Los Angeles Angels. They became the California Angels later on.
I did not know that.
Angels, and then the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
I think the Denver Rockies is just fine.
That sounds right.
Well,
Rockies.
You just said it.
Because you know it. That's why you said it.
What about.
The Phoenix Diamondbacks? Like, when they went from the Phoenix Coyotes to the Arizona Coyotes, I hated them even more. idiots. Why?
Well, they were playing like an hour north of...
Fuck them. What, like the people? You want to be
the yeah. Glendale Coyotes?
Yeah, like the people really not... I'm not a fan because
but
they're
then there's
Phoenix.
Other teams like the fucking Giants and the Jets that don't even play in New York.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm Tucson strong. I'm not rooting for the Phoenix Coyotes.
I'm
Fuck
Tucson
off.
Like, you wouldn't want them to be... Like, would you want them to be like the Tri-State Giants or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just makes more sense, I think, to have it as a city... In certain sense. There's more like pride to it. I don't know. Even though it doesn't make sense, like the Giants and Jets.
The Newark Nets.
The Newark, oh, like the Newark. Newark, actually, Newark Giants, Newark Jets. It kind of rolls off the tongue because
it
sounds so similar. It
sounds so. That's the only reason why.
You want to call them like the, what do you call it?
They're the New York Jets. New York Giants.
I'm finding out through this argument that there are exceptions to my rule, but generally.
The whole state of Minnesota.
Minnesota state, yeah.
But like, yeah. You just said that. But Denver's the only major city in Colorado, so why can't they be the Denver Rockies?
But that could probably be an exception, too. But Denver Nuggets is solid. Colorado
Nuggets? Denver Nuggets sounds great. You can't... Colorado Nuggets just doesn't sound as nice.
I think you're right. That it's just what you're used to.
It's just what you're used to.
Yeah.
Eddie must love the Seattle teams, because they were all Seattle, even though they could easily be Washington, but no. They're
same
Seattle.
Same thing with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Oh, like the Washington Seahawks would be. That's bad because you lose alliteration.
You do.
Alliteration makes every team name better.
That probably would have been a different
that's
name,
nice.
Probably.
Yeah. Illinois White Sox. Let's just top them in.
Yeah.
That's how
that
you,
sounds horrible.
That's how you expand.
Illinois White Sox.
Oh,
Illinois
that's
Cubs.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
bad.
That's bad.
That's actually bad.
Chicago has like a.
That's when Jerry moves the team to Aurora.
Yeah.
Illinois White Sox.
88 and 59. That was one of the spots.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's going to be this Marlins uniform versus the Chargers powder blue, and I definitely set up my boys for failure in this sense. But Eddie, what do you got?
Oh man, fuck! This is really hard, man.
It's a matchup of the Blues.
I'm still gonna go with. I'm gonna stick with the Chargers. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the Chargers though. But I'm thinking LT. I'm not looking at that picture of Philip Rivers right now.
You're thinking of Rivers and Jay Cutler going back and forth and trash talking, right?
Didn't LT play with Rivers from
Yeah, then? But like
yeah.
Yeah. A bit long time.
Yeah.
Very long
but
time.
But there's something about LT and like an older one with like maybe a little bigger around the shoulder pads.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like this is a new Philip Rivers.
The visor.
That might be Philip Rivers like last year.
Yeah, his last year with the Chargers.
Yeah.
This, I think, I can't see what brand it was. If it was Reebok, then it's like 2016.
Yeah, this looks like.
But this looks a little bit newer, yeah. Because they definitely lightened it a little. So one for the Chargers powder blue, Dave.
I just sent you guys the correct Marlins jersey that we're voting for.
What's the home? It's the 93 Marlins. I mean, either one.
And I want you guys to know that I would be voting for this jersey over the Chargers powder blue, but since it's the jersey that we are voting on, I'm going with the Charger powder blue.
Wait. Because your tax, I was going to say, it swayed me.
We're not voting on this one, though. That's the coolest jersey in baseball right
that's
now.
That's great. I like the road one better. You should have nominated the home one. Then we could have had a competing one. Why don't you do that, Dave? This is the best jersey in baseball.
Yeah, Dave.
I did.
you nominated the Marlins?
No, I forgot about it until the conversation.
Yep. Oh, okay. All right.
I thought that's so.
Until the Marlins
popped
up. So you're
being critical about something you forgot.
Sorry, welcome to organizing something with White Sox. Yeah.
So two for the Powder Blues.
Blues are going to win. Then. There we go.
I think it looks better to me. Hey, anything can happen. I could be swayed either way.
I was going to go Marlins based off of that Dave video of Jazz Chisholm. I think those are sweet.
They have the teal belts too. Everything
that's
about
not the
that uniform's
same jersey.
Perfect.
I know, so I guess I'll go Powders.
All right, so another one for the Powder Blues. Unfortunately, it seems like my vote's not going to count. But I would have gone for
it's
the
why it's
Chargers Powder Blues
I,
here.
That's fine, I guess. That's a taste thing. The idea that the Celtics jersey is not in this real bracket is to me mind-boggling. I thought that was like just an automatic.
I thought that Alabama. That was the first one I thought of. Alabama and Notre Dame are my two favorite uniforms in all of sports.
I think Notre Dame has something. I don't know what it is. I guess it's like an objective or subjective taste thing. It has that something that I think Alabama doesn't. And again, Alabama wildly more successful in football terms, but it's just like you don't associate it with that. Just pure aesthetic feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't. Okay. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about our next sponsor of the day, which is. Let me just pull it up. ZocDoc, which is actually great because I use ZocDoc to do half of these appointments I was telling you about, which was...
For your butthole.
The butthole, myriad of things that I had to get fixed over the last 3 weeks. Have you ever woken up with a funky system, like, let's say, in this case, a hurt butthole or a swollen, itchy eye, funky-looking rash, tight pain in your neck, and then immediately Googled it or searched TikTok to see what's wrong? People do that, by the way. That's something I realize young people do. Anytime they have an issue, like where we used to go on WebMD and just be told, hey, everything you have is a mortal issue, they go on TikTok and see, like, other people talk about it, which is bad also. Well, we've gone down that rabbit hole, but it's time to go and take care of you with Zocdoc. It's the free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health to primary to urgent care and more. You can filter doctors that take your insurance, are located nearby, are good fit with your medical needs or whatever you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically within 24 and 72 hours of booking. You can even score same-day appointments. That's exactly what I did. Stop putting all those doctor's appointments, putting off all those doctor's appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and find and book top-rated doctor today. That is ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. Shout out to our friends over at ZocDoc. All right. Other side of the bracket, we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. 11 seed, we talked about it a little bit before. Old school purple Raptors, baby. Just something about that goddamn red dinosaur. Nothing like the color scheme. I don't know where they grafted it from. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it has to do with Toronto or whatever.
It's Barney.
I don't get it. But love this uniform. I'm assuming you guys, you're all 90s kids for the most part. Yeah. 80s kids, late 80s kids growing up. This is just an all timer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer?
It's fine. I'm still kind of apoplectic about, like, I'm hoping we see the Lakers on here eventually. The Celtics and Lakers, if they're not on this bracket, and we have Raptors and Grizzlies, like, because it's like, you know, 90s, you know, cartoon characters, like, that to me is fucking insane. That is insane.
What's wrong with the dinosaur?
It's fine. But, I mean, we talk about the greatest jerseys, the greatest uniforms of all time, and we have the 90s Raptors and 90s Grizzlies. We don't have the Celtics or Lakers. To me, is a mortal.
No one said we didn't have the Lakers.
Okay. And I hate the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. I'm just saying.
If we had the Lakers, not the Celtics, you'd be pissed?
Yeah. But it's...
the Raptors going up against another basketball jersey, UNC. Just classic ones. I tried to find one of Jordan without the excessive white trim because I like it when it's more of the full blue. Very difficult to find.
I actually like the white trim.
You like the extra? This is like 2 inches of white trim across the entire thing. It's fucking crazy.
That's a lot.
But that it's one of the classic, I think, at least in my head. Again, I'm not going to claim to be the world's number one college basketball fan or anything like that, but it's like one of, in my head, the college basketball jerseys. Love their blue. Obviously, and Jordan helped even more make it what it is today. So Raptors, old school Raptors versus UNC, Clemmer.
UNC, you know, and by quite a bit here. I mean, the blue there is... not as iconic, but it also just looks really sharp. It hasn't gone out of style. You're right. The white trim has been a little adjustments here and there. But all in all, and I'm not a college basketball fan at all, that's just a sharp jersey. It's just a sharp look. It looks great. Even on the logo on the floor, I know it's not uniform, but just that color scheme just looks good. Even now, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We have a lot of blues on here.
We do. I love blue on jerseys.
Carolina,
I love like a powder
blue. Yeah, it plays
teal
for
blue,
everybody.
If it's done right, yeah.
I think the first time I really got into it was the Suns drafted Kendall Marshall, so I went and watched like all of his highlights from UNC, and I was like, oh my god, this guy's going to be the best player of all time. He's going to replace Steve Nash. He's going to be incredible. Terrible. That whole team pretty much fizzled out, except for like Harrison Barnes. It was like him and like John Henson and like a couple other guys from that, whoever it was. None of them were good except for Harrison Barnes.
But even Harrison Barnes coming out of high school, they were like, this is the next Kobe.
Yeah.
And he was like, he had a good career, but he was not.
He stayed 2 years in college, too. Yeah. He wasn't even one and done.
Mm-hmm. So one for UNC. Between these two, the UNC is significantly more classic. I think the Raptors one is cooler, but which one of these jerseys is better? I'd probably say UNC. And again, it's because like the Raptors one, I don't think is like the best basketball jersey. I think UNC is probably, to my more limited college basketball knowledge, it is like the college basketball jersey. Chief.
I'm going UNC. The Raptors jersey, I stayed quiet when you guys were sucking it off a little bit. It never really did it for me. I love that UNC jersey. I don't know if that is my favorite UNC jersey. I love the one where they have like the Argyle trim on the shorts and like up the sides. But this to me, like this is similar in a way to like the Alabama football. Like, it's just like, you know what it is when you turn on the TV. And I agree with Clemmer that I don't know why this is a thing in my brain. I love it when college basketball teams have the state outline on their court.
Oh, that's so cool.
Whether it's Indiana or North Carolina or whatever,
a lot of teams are doing it now. Like, Nebraska has it, and it's so bad because it's just like,
Ohio State does it a little bit. Like, they have it like a different color.
I think Illinois does it now. Doesn't
I think Illinois does it? It always plays. It always plays. I love seeing the state outline on the court. I can't explain why. North Carolina to me is the best version of that, and I do love this uniform. We could have gone Vince Carter off here, Ken Jack, for photos.
I guess, yeah. I was trying to pick like the definitive player from each jersey. I think Raptors is still Vince, but definitely. North Carolina wouldn't be. So it's going to win, but Dave?
I'm going with the Raptors. Like Ed said it, I don't know. He used the description earlier. Like, there's a charm in how ugly it is. Oh, like the ugly dog. I think that this one is so much better for that description than the Grizzlies one. So I'm going with the Raptors, even though I do love that Carolina jersey.
Such a great font, Raptors, too.
Yeah. I think Chief and Clemmer are just worried about getting crossed up and fucking dummied by that Raptor. That's why they hate it so much.
Yeah, he does have a basketball.
You know how dumb this jersey is, Eddie? Look at the jersey that Dinosaur's wearing. It's not even the same jersey as Vince's wearing.
That's a good point.
That's how stupid this jersey is.
I just now noticed that.
That's a good point.
That's what the Raptor is wearing, a rec league jersey.
Like a Rutgers Clemmer? Jersey.
Hey, Clemmer, don't tell me to look at the fine print, motherfucker, okay? Let me like the Raptor for who he is. On that note, I'm going to go UNC because UNC is just great. I don't really like that old school one very much, but I love I like the White Carolinas more, actually.
I think I do too.
And they got us to, and I bought so many Carolina hats as a kid. They got us to wear just like memorabilia with a footprint on it.
Yeah, the heel.
Yes, yeah. Like, that's how good their memorabilia is. We could wear just literally an arts and crafts 6th grade foot on our head. That's how good it is. So
it's great. And that Raptor with his short little arms is not crossing me up, for the record. I'd put that Raptor in a box.
No.
Did Jordan, being who he was, make anyone from Chicago like UNC fans?
It was so far before.
Yeah, I didn't wear that because Jordan went there, to be clear. I was just
I had friends who were UNC fans because of Jordan.
Because of Jordan. Yeah. Okay. All right. So UNC is going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. 3 seed Blackhawks. Among the hockey world, it's one of the all-timers. As far as like hockey jerseys and the ones that were submitted for this one by fans, it is, I would say, one of the most submitted ones. It is classic, just red on white. I think it's just a winning combination, almost no matter what, as far as like a jersey color combination goes. And that is going up against... Clemmer's going to shit his pants.
Ew.
Let me tell you about the Rockies, the Rockets jersey. This Rockets jersey, it's our 14 seed here. One of the most submitted options that we had on this entire thing. People fucking love this old school Rockets jersey. This and the other two throwback ones, which you mentioned earlier, were probably the three most submitted basketball ones by far. But people love this old school Rockets one. I like it to a degree. I was like, when I was trying to seed it, I was like, I don't know where to put this because I personally don't like it, but I get why people like it a lot. Like I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt there, but had to throw it
in. Ken Jack, don't back down because that asshole sighing next to you. It's a good jersey.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I don't personally love it.
The Rocket has a face.
What's wrong with that?
That's actually cool.
Why does the Rocket need a face?
They put that on like bombers in like World War II and shit.
But they didn't put it on Rockets.
Yeah, they signed Rockets.
That's a rocket for going into space. It's Houston. It's a space station.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
They didn't put faces on
a spaceship.
Maybe if they did, the Challenger wouldn't have blown up. I mean, it might have been. That helped. It couldn't have hurt.
What's wrong with personifying non-persons?
What?
Well, that's what they...
That's what they did with the Raptor.
There was a trend here. But the Raptor, once again, wearing it. Like, it's fine. It's fine. It's just like this was like hideous. Even in its time, we all kind of made fun of this. Like, this is ugly.
So, Eddie, you're up first. The Rockets jersey versus the Blackhawks. It's going to be... I have a feeling I know which way this is going.
Yeah, I mean, the Rockets one is another thing that I think is like a big festival jersey, too.
Oh, for sure. The worst person you know is wearing
that one, like, ever.
Yeah, like, that would play there. And I remember, like, the jarringness of seeing Pippen wearing that for the first time.
That was jarring.
Yeah, it was jarring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there was something that I've always liked about it because, you know, naturally I still liked Pippen when he left. With that said, I'm going Blackhawks, but I'm going to say something that might shock you, and I love the Blackhawks uniform. It's one of those things where I maybe take it for granted just because I've known it my whole life. And like, everyone outside of Chicago seems to really fucking love it, which is awesome. That's makes me happy. But I don't know. Maybe I just take it for granted a little bit because it's always been what I know.
I think you probably do. I actually like the white ones better. I think they're a little cleaner. And while I don't want to criticize our host here, the logo makes the jersey, and the logo is not shown in this picture.
Can you give the history lesson real quick?
Give the history lesson.
Because I think it's a good history lesson on the logo.
On the logo, it's an artist rendering of a guy named Chief Blackhawk, who is basically, the easiest way to sum it up is, he was a Native American Braveheart. So they pushed him off the land in Illinois, across the Mississippi River into Iowa. So he took all these tribes that had been like warring against each other for forever and unified them, and led a charge back into Illinois to try to reclaim their land. Didn't work. But then he got captured, and they brought him to Washington, D.C. And I can't remember who the president was at the time. It might have been like Polk or somebody like that. He was like, just don't ever do that again. And he like let him go. But he fought an Illinois militia, and Abraham Lincoln was on the battlefield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then there was a World War One unit named after him.
That's
Then that was what the Blackhawk name came from.
Huh.
So it's a testament to
him. It's an actual guy.
It's a person, not a tribe.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I always thought it was a tribe.
I had no idea. I didn't know any about it.
Don't go in front of the fucking Jordan statue and protest a Clemmer, because it's
me. Actual, yeah.
That's the first guy that would be doing that for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me pegged.
So we have one for the Blackhawks from Eddie, Dave.
Blackhawks, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is,
and
it is,
and that Rockets uniform, complete and total trash in every way.
Thank you,
Chief.
I agree with everything Dave just said. I hate that Rockets jersey.
Between these two, again, I included it because of the amount of submissions, but I would go with Blackhawks as well.
Yeah, what I like about the Blackhawks jersey, like you said, the logo, something about that color scheme, it's very unique. Like, it's just, you don't see those colors blended together all that often, and for some reason it really works. And I'm not a big hockey guy at all. Like, I didn't know any of that Blackhawks. That was really interesting. But I like this jersey a lot. And it just feels, even though it's an original six team, right? The original six, Chicago Blackhawks?
Yep.
So, like, even though, like, they're so old school, there's something that feels kind of newish about it. I think because those colors are so unique blended together.
Mm. I just like crimson on white. Like, it's just such a good, it's a great combination. So Blackhawks are going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed.
Ooh, is this just again? Like 90s? Is this all this is? What? Just like shitty 90s
who did you
jerseys?
Pull? Someone born in 1988?
Yeah, look. There's a whole world out there.
So I put the submissions out on Twitter.
I am officially angry.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'll give you guys the chance if you want we can sub the chain
with game should have replaced like half these uniforms.
No shit.
You guys want to swap one of these with the chain option? I'll do it right now.
Did you think we're gonna like these?
No. Say the course.
The bracket is the bracket, but I'm mad at the people who did the submissions.
I put the call out on Twitter. I put the call out on Instagram. I just try it whenever one is mentioned a bunch of times. I'm going to include it. And as far as basketball ones go, these '90s ones were the ones mentioned the most out of
because
all the basketball
ones. They're like the silliest.
I don't know if it's because of the silliest, maybe it's because, again, the exclusivity of what you can have versus Lakers and Celtics, which you see every single day, and you don't associate maybe with a specific, I don't know, time period.
Like, even the Phoenix Suns. I know you're a Suns fan.
I love
like
the old
that
Suns.
Those jerseys are classic.
I would have loved to put that there. No one's
like,
fucking
this
submitted
is
it.
Like, this is just all, like, shitty, old, retro, like,
yeah,
like you know, the crap.
I do actually like these ones. Out of all the Metro ones, I
you
think
like all
actually,
of these.
I No, but, I didn't. I just said I don't like the Rockets one.
You like the other two a lot.
I like
you were advocating the Grizzlies one.
I like the Grizzlies color scheme a lot. I like the Grizzlies one a lot, and I like the Raptors one. I like this one. I think maybe not the most out of all of them, but I do like this one. Again, maybe that's just like a blue and white color scheme thing. And I like this. I think this Pistons logo is way better than anything else they've done logo wise. Where now they just have like the basketball kind of as their logo. That I think is dumb. I think this is cool with the fucking exhaust pipes and the you know fucking horse, the actual piston like fucking horsepower shit.
Fuck
I think
yeah,
that's cool.
Got that piston. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is sick.
I have another thought about jerseys in general, that if you have won a championship in a jersey, you can never change.
Oh,
so I think that you're just, that's what your jersey is till the end of time, and it's like a link to your best days, and you should always try to keep that alive. So then the Pistons, the Bad Boys,
yeah,
like that's an iconic team, and then 6 years later they change everything about what that era was, and to like have Grant Hill on his shitty ankles, have this stupid horse with the exhaust pipe. Yeah. Fuck that.
His ankles were not shitty yet. Take it easy.
By the way, say that for Orlando.
This is probably the one player on here where he's not the player from that team, but he's the player from like this era, I guess.
Yeah.
He's the best player of that uniform.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can't think of anyone else for that uniform.
No, absolutely not.
Who was another player who wore that?
I think Joe Dumars did. Didn't he?
No way.
A couple years?
Was he still there?
Yeah, he was there until he was the last one to leave. I want to say Joe Dumars might have worn that. I could be wrong.
But I think Grant Hill's the guy out of that group.
Yes, I would agree.
Who's this facing?
So the Pistons retro, and it's going up against another classic Yankees white pinstripe. That's just, it's like, again, you watch, you think whatever you want or hate or love the Yankees, whatever. Like, the pinstripes are like, that's one of the baseball uniforms. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It's a classic. Like, it deserved to be.
This is a tomato can for the Yankees.
And get this. Kendrick, what team do you root for again? Baseball team?
I'm a fan of the Yankees.
Oh, okay. If you're going to vote, there needs to be an independent seater.
Look, I don't get to decide. You guys get to decide.
You have a vote. You're 20% of the who's deciding.
Fine. I won't even vote this time.
No, you have to vote.
I won't even vote.
You
have to vote.
You're voting. You're voting. You don't have to vote this time.
Clemmer,
right.
Clemmer, you're first.
Yankees, obviously.
I'll save my vote for last. Maybe I need to be a tiebreaker. Chief.
Yankees.
Yankees.
Yankees. Yankees. Eddie?
I just want to chime in quickly. That Pistons jersey is a classic 90s jersey. I understand. I'm an old head in a lot of ways, but just because all these three guys are, you know, want you to make sure you shake their hand when you walk in the household and stand up and be a man. Like, it's okay that there was another period of another generation. Clearly, the ones that submitted to Kenjack like these
That's
jerseys.
The only thing we've submitted is that generation, though. I would push back, Eddie, and say that there are other generations besides this one.
But guys, I think cool and classic like can be distinguished here.
Sure, mm-hmm.
Right? And yes. With that said,
Told you I love the Magic one.
Yeah, I know.
The Magic one is the best of these.
Yeah,
the Raptors are sweet.
Yeah, Clemmer's really the guy I'm talking to.
Okay,
here. But
but you're ignoring every other generation but this one.
And you're ignoring this generation.
I'm not. I said the Magic one is good. I don't think we need to be... Half the bracket of the greatest uniforms ever don't need to come from the same four-year period. That's fucking crazy.
I also think there's a reason why...
That black horse is nice.
It looks like a chess piece.
Yeah.
Bro, it's on fire, and it's got fucking exhaust pipes. That's cool.
It's not even a fucking chess piece.
There's a knight.
It's a fucking L-shaped loser.
With that said, I love the Yankees memorabilia, so Yankees.
Yeah, Yankees. Yankees are going to move on. What's wrong with the Yankees jersey?
Is that what you're shaking your
head at? No, I'm shaking my head at the fact that
we got the last one.
This whole bracket is just, it's whatever.
This is the last matchup coming up.
I hope it's so retro. I hope it's so
me
90s.
Too.
I almost want to like try to guess it.
I really wish more than anything that it was just a very retro fucking, like I don't know. I can't even think of what is the worst
Denver
possible
Nuggets
90s.
Or
maybe we've seen them already.
I think that you could do a draft of just
Supersonics.
90s. Like 90s.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Look, I just went by what people said. What people said they wanted.
Poor Ken Jack is getting fucking smoked.
I'm on the serve.
Look, I just put what people said they wanted on here. I put the submissions out. People submitted what they submitted, and I'm going to say I'm not going to fight with what people want. They give them what they
there
want. That's it. Just Raiders. That's our number two seed. Classic Raiders. Black on white. As much as I fucking hate that franchise more than anything, just scumbag losers, including you fucking Condor loser ass and Antonio Pierce loser franchise. But
they just fired him.
What? Did they just fire
him? They just
right
fired
now?
Him. Antonio Pierce was just
fired. Yeah, didn't
fired.
Make him.
Oh, no.
Glad,
like,
glad
we
retired your ass, you fucking bum.
That sucks. We don't like that. We don't like open jobs while we have an open job.
I'm with you guys. Same here.
Let's see. As we speak, yeah.
I hate that.
Great.
Oh, it's fine. They're gonna. Brady's gonna hire Vrabel.
Oh, I hope so. Keep him with the Patriots. I'm all for that.
Well, I'm glad we retired him after him doing a victory lap over beating our third string guys by like 60 points in last year. Good for him. And got him hired. And who was it? Fucking Condor got him hired too. What's his name? Max Crosby. He got him. He was like, I'm going to leave if you don't hire Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, they all wanted him to stick around.
Yeah, got him hired and then fucking made you suck ass. Anyway, Raiders, as much as I hate them, classic jersey. It's just it's great. And I think that this is one of the ones where, out of all the jerseys here, this one proliferated in a like popular culture the most. Like, cool people were wearing Raiders jerseys. You know what I mean? Which helps the case here a lot. So the Raiders, and that's going up against just the Red Wings. Just trying to think of like which Red Wings jersey to go with, and I think
it's always been this one.
Yeah, I just like I don't know which what other way to go. Like I like the red ones too. I think the white on white red outside is better than red inside white out. Is that if that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then Gordy just is like the Mr. Hockey, all that stuff. Yeah. So Raiders versus the Red Wings. Start with you, Eddie.
This one's harder than I thought it was going to be. Because I like growing up watching Ferris Bueller, like I was like, I hate how much I like that jersey.
I know. Poor Cameron. Why did they have that jersey in the movie?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, there's some explanation that you know people have used, but I forget what it is.
Maybe Cameron was such a like a contrarian. He would wear that in Chicago. Yeah.
He like hated his dad. Obviously.
Yeah,
yeah. And, like, I could see his dad being like a big Chicago sports fan. Maybe that was his like fuck you to him. I don't know.
Maybe
it's a good question.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. You know, were they blacked out by then? No, probably not.
No,
they
might have been on like Sport Vision or whatever it was.
Yeah, with that said, there's something nice about those silver pants and those black jerseys. Mm-hmm. Like Garoppolo, just like a handsome man, that made him even better.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders.
Okay,
one for the Raiders, Dave.
I'm going the Red Wings. I submitted the Red Wings. I love those uniforms. They're sweet. And that logo, it's theirs.
That's awesome.
Just black and silver. And like, I guess the Raiders have their own like very, very specific logo. But the Red Wings is just sweet. It's a winged wheel. It's a winged wheel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the auto industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which like just isn't there anymore. Which is kind of sad.
And I feel like the logo's never really changed.
No, yeah. It's never changed.
Yeah.
Chief?
I'm going with the Wings. I think the original six jerseys across the board, the only one I don't really like is the Bruins. All the other ones are so clean. They're so crisp. This, regrettably, was my childhood. Was just watching the Wings beat the fuck out of everybody, and including the Blackhawks, obviously. But I think that is just such a class. I love the Leafs one in that picture, too. I think those are great as well. And but yeah, that Red Wing jersey, it is. I think the league is better when that jersey is on TV in the playoffs. So I'm done with them being so terrible. I'd like to see the Wings come back to be more relevant because that's an awesome jersey. And on that note, something has clicked in my brains where I look at the Raiders, I'm like, that's a loser jersey.
It is. Just has been.
Yeah.
For 25 years.
Rich Gannon. They haven't made a Super Bowl since 2000.
Since Rich Gannon.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
2001.
Like forever. They haven't won a playoff game since like 2002.
Really?
Or some shit. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking loser franchise, man. So yeah, that's going to be another one for the Red Wings. Between these two, I can't pretend that like I like the Red Wings one is significantly like it's a crisper jersey. Like I think it looks really good, but as like a lifelong football fan, I have to go with the Raiders, and it's one where I hate this franchise, and I hate seeing them, and I love when we stomp their fucking dick in the dirt, and even into that jersey, it's a clean jersey. It's the black on silver is just it's such, and again the fact that it proliferated so much more into popular culture I think helps it a lot too. So
I think it proliferated into popular culture because they were like the bad boys, like they had like an identity. It was like their name and their jersey and everything, and it fit like who their players were. Like they had all these like
it's like an NWA thing.
Yeah, like these renegade steroid, you know, stomp on you, like these crazy guys.
Like, coincidentally, like the Pistons or like almost right.
Yeah, Detroit. Right, and it like fit. And now it's just like look at these fucking losers.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a fake person, but I'm pretty sure Steve Latimer's in the Hall of Fame for them. From the program. Please tell me you guys have seen the program.
I actually have never
seen it. With James Caan?
Yes, with James Caan.
Oh, I saw it years ago. I don't remember the name.
It's such a bad movie, but it's such a fucking awesome movie.
It's a pretty wild ride, if I remember.
It is.
Yeah.
Steve Latimer is a completely juiced up defensive end. Okay. He's like smashing car windows with his forehead and shit. That's who the
Doesn't he have the kids like laying the highway in that?
On the train tracks, yeah.
On the train tracks. Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, so we're 2-2, Clem. Yeah. We're going to break it.
Yeah, so is this our last matchup?
This is the last matchup.
Okay, so I'm going to stand on business one last time here and say that the idea that the Lakers, who I hate the Lakers more than anything, that uniform is not on here, the Celtics uniform. And if you want to talk about 90s, the San Jose Sharks uniform is great. The Marlins uniform is great. There are great 90s uniforms. The fact that we picked like the cartoonish, intentionally ugly ones because they appealed to 9-year-olds at the time instead of classic uniforms is a shame. And I think you're going to get a lot of shit when you post the bracket. And I really hope you do. I hope you get a world of shit.
Well, you'll be tagged in it. Don't worry.
I'll just mute the conversation. That's fine. And but everyone will, actually I won't because I'll see everyone agreeing with me. I'll be very happy. For this matchup in particular, the Red Wings uniform is very good. I hate black uniforms personally. I just don't like the look. I don't like the black Mets uniform. I just don't like black uniforms.
Okay.
The one exception is the Raiders. That silver and the black for some reason works for me. Now, you guys are absolutely right. They are a loser franchise now. But you said it like kind of cool people wearing those jerseys. And just like always, the Raiders always just seem kind of cool to me. Even though I know they dress, so now they all dress all crazy at the games. Like it's weird. The fan base can be weird at times.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know why, there is a cool element with it. I'm going to go with the Raiders here, barely over the Red Wings.
Raiders.
You know what you could call those basketball jerseys, the people who voted for them? Douchebags.
Yes.
All of those jerseys are douchebag jerseys.
That doesn't make them not cool, though.
They're Lollapalooza.
It does. I think it does. I think if you wore it, like, you're trying too hard. Like, all right, we get it. You were aware the 96, you know, Rocket or 96 Raptors existed. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems very try hard. No.
I would agree with you. I go where the people tell me. That's it.
Populist.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. That's the point of a bracket vote. It's a vote by. It's a popular. We're the polis here. You got to vote. We're voting. Okay. Before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor. They BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. Every January brings you 365 blank pages waiting to be filled. I like that. That's a good start to it. Typically, I'm not impressed by like an ad read start, 365 blank pages. That's nice. In 2025, maybe you're ready for a plot twist, or maybe there's part of your story that you're waiting to revise. Life isn't about resolutions that fade by February. It's about picking up the pen, becoming the author of your own life. Think of therapy as your editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and create meaningful stories that you deserve to live. If you've for me anyway, I used BetterHelp over the course of COVID when we couldn't physically get to the doctor's office. I just ended up sticking with it because it's significantly easier not having to go to a physical doctor's office. Way better. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable, convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists that cover a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists at any time for no extra cost. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. All right, playoff time. First matchup, the Retro Magic versus the Notre Dame Classic jersey. It's going to be a rough one. Let's start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go against everything I just said, and I'm going to go with the Magic here. I got to be fair. I like the number scheme. I like the way it looks. But it goes to show you that just because it's the 90s doesn't mean it's bad. Like I said, I love the Marlins jersey. I love this jersey. It's just the ones they picked are so ostentatiously ugly intentionally. But the Notre Dame one is fantastic. I just don't have a big connection to college football, so that's a big reason why.
I don't think you could have picked it over like a more old school classic test of time jersey.
I know. I gotta be honest. Gotta be fair.
But, hey, you know what? That's fair and honest, Clemmer. That's what they call you.
That's right. I wish.
Between these two, I'm in the same boat as you. Where like I just don't have the connection to college football, which is sad, and I blame entirely on the fact that there's just like no banner at least in New York, like college football team. Like who the fuck am I?
Northeast, really. Like growing up where I did. Like, but no, we didn't talk about that. We talked about you put on sports radio. You grew up in that area. All you talk about the four major sports.
Exactly.
You don't talk college sports growing up.
Yeah, not even a little bit. It sucks. I wish we're the biggest fucking city in the country. We can't have like a good college football program anywhere. It's fucking crazy. Like, I'm gonna root for Rutgers. I'm gonna root for like, I don't know.
I know.
It sucks, man. But yeah, I would go with Magic as well, Chief.
Going with the Irish. I love the Magic one. Any other matchup, I'd probably pick the Magic, but I can't go against Notre Dame.
The blue and gold.
I also am going with the Irish here as much as I love those Magic uniforms. They're fucking awesome. But Notre Dame might be the best in sports.
Notre Dame might be the best in sports, 2-2. Have you guys, I think, at least I met with you, Eddie, on St. Patrick's Day this year in Chicago, or last year in Chicago. This year we put plans together. We're going to go to Savannah. Savannah apparently has like The third,
oh, it's crazy.
Supposed to be wild.
Yeah. It's supposed to be awesome.
Apparently, the third biggest St. Patrick's Day city on the world.
Yeah,
some shit. It's crazy. I had no idea. But yeah, excited for that. Eddie.
I hate that I'm put in a tiebreaker situation. I really do like them both, but I'm going to go with the Magic.
Going to go with the Magic. Magic's going to move on. Now we have the Chargers Powder Blue versus the, we're saying 80s Expos jerseys. Another matchup of kind of like the Blues.
Mm.
Start with you, Eddie.
One more time. What was it? Sorry.
Chargers Powder Blue versus the 80s Expos.
It's so marginal. Am I wrong or no? Maybe Expos is a little more gaudy. I'm going to go Chargers, though.
You're going to go Chargers, Powder Blue, Dave.
This is the hardest one yet because they're so similar.
Yeah,
you know?
So marginal.
It's the Blues, man.
I'm going to go Chargers.
Two for the Chargers.
I don't like that I just did, but I'm going to go Chargers.
Chargers, Powder Blues, Chief.
Give me the Expos. I love those Expos jerseys. I like the Chargers Powder Blue, but I do feel like it's almost like too easy. And I didn't like that. I didn't like the Phillip Rivers one you put up there. So give me the Expos.
You would have preferred the LT with the visor Powder Blue.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
See, to me that brings up him sitting on the sideline during the AFC Championship game or whatever, and just makes me not happy. For the most part, although I guess he was wearing the navies, but
he
still
was wearing the navies.
But now that's like that used to be like that my all growing up was thinking of LT and the visor was like the greatest things ever, and then that game happens, and all of a sudden it's like, oh,
yeah,
it's bad now.
Send him to the Jets,
yeah, send him to the Jets. So two for the Chargers, one for the Expo. Clemmer, oh, you go first.
Oh, you go, it's Expos. You're gonna pick the Chargers because you have the Chargers.
I'm thinking about it, I'm going with the Chargers.
Shockingly, the number one seed in this,
Chargers,
stunning move.
We're going to move on. So Chargers Powder Blues versus the Magic 90s jersey, Clemmer.
Yeah, so for Yak Idol, when I was trying to get a job here, we did Yak basketball. And we got to pick jerseys, and one of the jerseys offered was the Magic one. I took that one. I love that jersey a lot. I think I said that number looks cool. I like that.
Which player?
It was Shaq.
Okay.
And no one speaks to Shaq's body type more than me. Yep. So I went with that, and I like that jersey a lot. I've always liked it, even as a kid.
How many U's would it take to beat up Shaq?
Oh, my God.
I think Shaq probably eats more in a day than Clemmer eats in a week.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
12?
Like 12 Clemmers do you think could beat Shaq in a fight?
Oh, no.
No?
It's got to be more than that.
It's 12.
12.
People.
I mean, one of us could just beat the shit out of his balls, right?
yeah.
I think that he could throw one punch and take out three of you at the same time.
No, I think we, while we are, wiry and not very strong, I think we would be somewhat try to plan about it a little bit. Like, all right, go for his Achilles or go for his balls.
Picturing
go for the weak spots.
Picturing four Clemmers is working Shaq's balls.
I think it would have to be 50 Clemmers.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
How many
do.
Chiefs would it take?
20?
No. I think Clemmers.
Dude, he's so big.
He's Clemmers, humongous. I think
are we talking prime Shaq or
Laker
no?
Shaq. Laker Shaq.
Go for the for the throw.
It's probably tougher
dude,
now. He's bigger now
that,
than he was in the NBA.
Yeah, but he was stronger.
Dude, the guy, I've seen Dikembe Mutombo in person and he used to bitch Dikembe. So I think
dude, remember that when he swung at Brad Miller?
Yeah.
He would have killed him.
He would have killed him.
He would have killed him.
Yeah.
He was actually
right
quicker.
In the back
he was
of the
never
head.
Fast. But when he was with the Magic, you saw how kind of lean he was. He was even quick-ish. Mm-hmm. Shaq? Oh my God. He'd be terrifying.
I'm thinking mid Lakers tenure where he had a lot more weight to him than Lakers than Magic Shaq, but he still had that quick twitch muscle.
I don't know what does that his uniform look like? Haven't seen in a while. I wonder why.
No, I'm not sure.
Funny.
You gotta ask people. But yeah, I don't know. I think 20 Clemmers.
All right.
I think if you'd have to really wrap up his legs.
We would try really hard to be clever about it, It's the only way we can win.
Yeah.
It's the only way a Clemmer can survive.
So one for the Magic. I'm going with the Powder Blues. Just don't have much of I don't even think about it, to be honest. Chief.
I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. Who is this between
it's
Magic?
It's Magic versus Powder Blues.
Give me the Magic.
Two for the Magic, one for the Powder Blues. Dave.
I'll go to the Powder Blues. And I'll just say this about the Magic. The reason I think Clemmer doesn't or likes them actually is because they're not very gimmicky.
No. It's just a good-looking jersey.
Pretty clean, yeah.
Like, the other ones are intentionally
ugly. But it has
the
90s vibe at the same time.
It does. Right. Like, the font, the number font.
The font
is, right.
Yeah, it's like, it's unique, but wasn't over the top. The other ones were intentionally ugly, and people are liking them, thinking, it's like, oh, that's what the 90s were. It's like, no, those were bad on
that
purpose.
That can play. Those like, ones, Bulldogs are ugly dogs, to Ed's point.
Someone made those
sweet.
With clip art in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Microsoft
suck.
Clip art. With the big-ass box computers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 100% how people treat the creamsicle jerseys now, almost. You know what I mean? We're like, those were considered like the worst uniforms ever created in the 80s or 70s,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But now they're like, oh, they're cool.
Yeah, but I actually like those jerseys.
See?
I did
but,
too.
But I don't. But those weren't. You gotta remember, these Raptors ones, I believe, were made for children because they were intentionally. They were trying to get. It was for kids. It was intentionally bad.
They were trying to.
And the idea that like we're honoring them is great. It's like, no, they were trying to be stupid. Like, you liking them is not ironic. You're liking them.
I think it looks cool.
Okay.
I think the Raptors one looks cool. I think there are some of them where it's like, oh, that's like I would say the Pistons one is more on that edge where it's like I wouldn't want to like design that today. You'd be laughed at. But like the association with the 90s is what makes that one, I think, cooler to me. So we are 2-2, Chargers Powder Blue versus the Magic 90s one. Ed, you're gonna have to break the tie.
I'm gonna go Magic, man. I think there's just more to the design, and I it's not so much you're rooting for the color because the color is the best, so that's what I'm gonna say.
So the Magic is gonna go into the finals. Now on the other side we have the Blackhawk red jersey versus the UNC classic jersey. Ed,
that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
I hate that. I'm gonna go UNC though.
UNC.
Feels dirty. Feels traitorous, but I'm going to do it.
One for UNC, Dave.
I'm going Hawks.
One for the Hawks. Chief, I feel like I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's closer than you would think. I think if you had not that one, but the Vince Carter, Argyle 90s one of UNC, I might even go UNC, but I'm going Hawks.
Two for the Hawks, one for UNC. Between these two, I think I personally... like the Blackhawk jersey more, and that to me is like one of like the if you were asking me like just like it, quick think of a hockey jersey, it would probably be a Blackhawks jersey, which I might be weird, but like it's just like that to me is like a definitive hockey jersey, so I would go with that.
Okay.
UNC. Yeah.
Blackhawk jersey is gonna move
it's on. Close though, they're both very good.
Yes. Yep. I would agree, it's like razor thin margins here. So Blackhawk jersey is going to move on. Now we have the Raiders versus the Yankees jersey.
Oh, wow.
This is like it's good. Kind of, obviously not the same colors, but very similar, just classic, you know, nuts and bolts.
Yeah, very few colors happening in this one. Yeah. Clement.
Oof.
Oh, I hate doing this. It's the Yankees. The Raiders one is fantastic, but that Yankees one, I mean, it is the most iconic uniform in all of sports. And I mean, that's not the only reason to pick it, but it's timeless, been around since the 20s, since Ruth. It's not my favorite uniform, but I respect the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm. I think I would go with the Yankees as well. It's really tough not to, it's like you're saying, like it is like, the most iconic uniform in baseball, and baseball is like the oldest.
Most iconic uniform in sports.
Yeah,
I believe in all sports.
I would say no doubt baseball, which makes it then elevates to sports, just because it's like the oldest, I guess, contiguous sports out of that or sports league out of the entire thing.
Yeah.
So I would go Yankees, Chief.
Yankees in a route. I think the Yankees uniform is so, those home whites with the pinstripes are so clean. Great logo, Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yankees.
Do you know who created that logo?
No, I don't.
Tiffany's. So really? In the 1890s, it was created to honor a fireman, I believe, and as a fireman from New York. And then the Yankees then used it in. They were originally the Highlanders, the Yankees, and when they became the Yankees, they ended up using that. I think in like the teens, they started adopting that interlocking NY.
Oh,
or like 2008, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's a good fact, Clemmer. That's the type of facts I love from Chris Clemmer.
Yeah, Dave.
Yankees versus.
Raiders.
Yankees.
Yankees.
I thought I said
Yankees. Yankees, man.
Yeah.
All right, so Yankees versus Blackhawks, Eddie, to go into the finals.
Oh, man.
It's tough. I'm sorry I'm putting you between the rock and a hard place here.
I know. It's really hard.
That's what your job is on the bracket.
Yeah. I don't think it can go wrong either way, to be honest with you. I think I like baseball jerseys more than hockey ones, so I'm going to take the Yankees.
You're going to go with the Yankees. Dave?
I typically tend to gravitate towards uniforms that pop and are more vibrant. Obviously, red's a much more louder color than blue, so I'm going to go with the Blackhawks.
One for the Blackhawks. Chief?
I'm trying to combat my own hatred for the Blackhawks. Like the current state of the Blackhawks. I fucking hate them. But I'm gonna go Blackhawks. Just if I remove everything, which one would I rather have? I think that's the best. I think it's the single best logo in sports. So I'm gonna stick with that.
And I would stick with the Yankees for all the reasons before. Clemmer, you're gonna have to break the tie.
Oh, I hate doing this. It's the Yankees.
So Yankees versus the 90s Magic jersey. In the finals.
The pinstripe bowl.
This is the finals?
It is a pinstripe bowl. Yeah, we just pinstripe love pinstripes, bowl. I guess. Yeah,
pinstripes are clean.
Pinstripes on uniforms are
as I good guess, as gets.
And to Dave's point, we should have used the 93 home Marlins. They had the pinstripes. Yeah. Fuck, I hate this. God damn it. This is not what I wanted. I got to go with the Yankees. I hate this team more than I hate... Even I hate the Patriots so much, I hate the Yankees more, I think. Mm-hmm. But you can't argue with what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They've earned it.
Yeah, I'm going Yankees as well. Chief?
Yankees. It has to be like, I love the Magic jersey, but you can't just have a jersey that has existed for 4 years win the bracket.
I disagree.
The bracket might argue that.
God knows they had about like 15 different chances.
They tried.
Yeah. Dave?
Magic. They're largely the same uniform. I mean, obviously, they're not. But like dark pinstripes, dark versus dark pinstripes. That's what you're. And so I'll go with the louder blue than the darker blue.
I like their logo a lot, but yeah.
I like the number scheme, the Magic one a lot. I think it's really cool. Like the round numbers. I like that.
One uniform has names on the back, Dave. One doesn't.
Wait, yeah. So Eddie?
It's not a tiebreaker, right?
No. God, no.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
It's the Yankees.
Yeah, it's the Yankees. Just want to make sure. Yeah. So the winner of the best jersey bracket.
I don't even think they're the best fucking baseball uniforms. Red Sox better.
I don't think the Red Sox better. I think
the Red Sox uniforms are awesome. The Phillies, the powder blue Phillies are awesome.
Powder blue Phillies. Remember the one in the '80s, the pullovers with that P?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Like the mauve. It was like almost a purplish look. I like those two.
We had a couple.
Yeah.
The Marlins one I love.
I hate to say it, but the St. Louis Cardinals jerseys are
they're awesome.
Awesome too.
They're
the powder
awesome.
Blue with the birds on each bat.
Yep.
Yep.
There were a couple ones that just missed the cut.
The Cubs won back in
Cubs,
the '60s, like when the C was really big. I like that. Mm-hmm.
I
love the Cubs jerseys now. I guess I really do love pinstripes.
Pinstripes in baseball, it's the way to go.
Yeah,
definitely. Every team should have a pinstripe uniform in their arsenal.
I'm glad that not every team does because it keeps it a little bit more unique.
You know what I wanted to put on here that I couldn't ethically put on here was the Tampa Bay Devil Ray ones from 98-99. It was a white uniform, but the Delray uniform itself, the logo was kind of like multicolor.
Yeah.
It was like when Wade Boggs on the team and Fred McGriff. I just think that look was really...
You just argued against those type of uniforms for two and a half hours.
No, they didn't have a giant Delray wearing a Delray jersey and a mitt.
You're talking about gradient going across the Delray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you can be from the 90s and not be, like, idiotic. And for, you know, like I said, the NBA was trying to sell... merchandise to children. That's why they did that.
This is a word art ass jersey. Like this to me is like the not cool. Like I could have made this in PowerPoint in 2 seconds in 1999 type of thing.
You should have. You would have been a very rich designer.
I would have been. But yeah, there's a couple other ones that people like. I love the Oakland jerseys.
Oh,
like,
so
I forgot
good.
To say
oh,
that the Oakland
great.
Kelly the Oakland Kelly green jerseys are awesome.
I've always
that popped in my
those.
Head in the middle of the draft when we were talking Kelly
so
green,
good.
And those need to be talked about because those are outstanding uniforms.
I've also always really liked the Steelers jerseys as much as I've never liked the team. I've always liked the like just black on yellow is just usually a winning combination. Even Pirates like. I like.
I just think it's kind of boring, no?
Is that I like how Pittsburgh does it, though. They all go black and gold for black
like
and yellow
colors.
For the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be sweet if Chicago. And on the topic of. Oh, I just brought up Chicago, but the Bears with the orange letters, I love that uniform. I don't know if that's home cooking talking, but those jerseys.
Like the Cutler.
They probably don't know what you're talking about.
They might not. Yeah.
Don't wear it enough.
How are you guys with the Padres mustards? Like those brown and. No,
I like brown. I don't like brown on uniforms at all.
I like
Wyoming
Padres
uniforms.
I
hate those
I kind of like them. And then the Astros one that looks like a creamsicle.
Yeah,
do you guys
that
like
one.
Those at all? I think it's too much, but it's an interesting look.
The Padres like had like a city throwback. Jersey I really liked. That was like blue, like a super highlighter, almost blue.
Oh,
that I kind of liked.
I think I know what you're talking about. The City Connect ones?
Maybe City Connect or City something. I forget what.
I hate the City Connect ones because the Cubs, to me, never get them right. So I want to get rid of those cross. If the Cubs did like that Wrigley Field ivy green, that scoreboard green, like a white uniform with that green color, I think those would be
like the
awesome.
Ivy?
Like if you That'd go to cool. Wrigley Field, the scoreboard has like it's like a very unique kind of like muted green
yes.
that just pops. And if they made a jersey with that, like a white with that, I think it would be incredible. They never do.
Mm. There were some other ones too, like some Army Navy ones of like the ones we
oh,
do.
Yeah.
Like a random one for a random, like those are always cool.
Dude, with that, this is probably 15, 20 years ago now, but Army came out in like the Desert Storm camo head to toe. I'm like, those were incredible.
Those are amazing. WVU did a coal miner jersey, which
they just had the Bastogne jerseys this year, which were awesome.
Screaming Eagle thing, those were sick. Phillies powder blue. People submitted a ton. People love the Phillies powder blue.
I like them.
I think those. I think the Phillies red pinstripes are awesome too.
I agree. That's a good jersey. The white on white Bengals one. I think I've really liked.
I don't like those. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I didn't really love them either.
Yeah.
I think a white on white with a black stripe, I think it was cool. You didn't like that?
Doesn't do it for me, no. Yeah. I understand the appeal. It just doesn't work for me.
Ravens all black, pretty cool. Some of like the other ones, but they're like there's such like we do it once and that's it. Like it was very difficult to pick a one-off jersey here.
I love the Falcons like white with red numbers, Dirty Bird era.
Yeah.
Jerseys. Those are really I thought those were great.
Yeah. But yeah, there is a ton on here. We'll see how I'll make sure I write when I post the graphic, all seated by Chris Klemmer.
No, do not do that. I will be very upset. I will yell. No one wants that.
That'd actually be pretty funny. He'd get a lot of shit because I have a feeling we're all going to get a lot of shit for the champion in this one.
For the
champion?
For Yankees?
No, I don't think so.
For the finals, I think that Notre Dame, I think Bama should have been in the top 16. I think there's a lot of big time jerseys that weren't even.
I really Celtics and Lakers not being on there is crazy.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the Lakers.
No, I know it wasn't even the bracket. I was.
And technically, that's the only jersey that's actually complementary colors. It's supposed to like look aesthetically pleasing to the human eye. Purple and
Lakers should have had some sort of like goofy talking bear on it or
something.
Yeah, no
shit. Giant lake wearing your Lakers jersey.
human looking object. But yeah, that's the bracket. We'll be back next week with a full crew and a new topic. See you guys then.